Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is
good
in
evening.
Their hands.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs, whether you want to be or whether you are, and to have you help each other, because that's what it is that we are doing. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything work. Matt, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic, Mr. Gene. How about yourself, sir?
We're doing okay. Having a little problem getting my screen up tonight.
Yeah, Facebook Live can be very finicky, but luckily, more importantly, we're on the radio.
Yes, we're on the radio. But for those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you. And Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to watch me do the show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/The Opportunity Hour or by going to YouTube and searching TAN Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the TAN Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so now you know a little bit about in terms of what the show is all about. And tonight, we're kicking the month off celebrating entrepreneurs, but more so selling entrepreneurs that are, I'm just going to say that they are American entrepreneurs that happen to be, I'm going to use the word black for the time being.
And I think we got somebody else who wants to join in on this conversation. Okay. And you know this gentleman very, very well. Larry Labella is on the phone with us.
Oh, Larry's on. Okay. So, Larry, how are you doing?
Doing just great, Dean. Thanks.
Well, thanks for chiming in with us. We're in the process of celebrating. Or beginning the process of celebrating, I just wanted to mention something regarding the celebration of what some people called Black History Month. I'm not going to call it that, but that's where we're going to start. But Larry is a colleague of mine as well as an entrepreneur. And Larry, thanks for calling in. But before we go any further, tell us who you are, what do you do, so the artist gets an idea in terms of why you're on the other end of the phone.
My name's Larry Labella. I run a business called Win a Job Fast, and I'm basically a master resume writer and a job search trainer and coach.
Okay. And who's your audience?
Basically, it's anybody who's looking to get a new job, or maybe somebody who's trying to change careers.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come on and share your experience. But I'm going to kind of just jump in. I want to explain what I started earlier. This is Black History Month, and that long time ago, or somewhere long ago, somebody said we should have what's called a Black History Month. And some people are in favor of it, and some people aren't. I'm one that has kind of changed some thoughts based on an article that I read by Morgan Freeman. And to me, I think it makes a lot of sense. But in essence, Morgan Freeman, the entertainer, actor, that individual, has some thoughts regarding other people assigning a month to you based on your race. Anyway, so he had said that he didn't believe in that because, in essence, we're all Americans. And so to separate that and to say for Black Americans, because there's no month for white Americans. Anyway, but you can go out and find this article. It's out, you can go out and type in Morgan Freeman and his comments. But basically, I'm not reading the entire thing, but it basically says, in essence, that we're all Americans. And the only difference is who's telling the story, which makes a lot of sense to me. And so I'm going to share some story with you, possibly some during my own experiences, and possibly get some comments from Larry. But the month, it should be changed to American History, because all of this is part of American history. And anyway, so as I said, the one who's telling the story is the only one that's making the difference. But either we are all Americans or we aren't. And it just so happens I happen to live in the country right now. And so I'm going to say I'm an American. I don't want to be in a category because I think we all should be. But I want to be able to tell my story my way because it's my story. And some of you are in the process or have been in the process of trying to tell someone else's story. And I believe that only you can tell your story your way because you've been there, you've lived it, you've seen it. And so your story has value. Someone else telling you your story, or someone telling you my story, is fine, but it's their interpretation of my story. Anyway, so I'm going to mention some famous entrepreneurs and quotes that they have made. And Larry, you're more than welcome to chime in on some of the quotes, because I'm going to read the quote, and then I may give you my two cents on what I think of the quote. And Larry, you're more than welcome to give that from your perspective, because it's honoring those that have helped to build this country, and I'm one of them that's helping to build the country, and I want to be able to tell my story my way because I've walked in my shoes. Anyway, so as we go through the month, I'm going to periodically reference a quote or two by some of the other famous Black entrepreneurs. And if you have any famous quotes that you have, you listeners out there, if you have any famous quotes that you can think of that have inspired you to do something, I would welcome those quotes as far as inspiration. If not, I'm going to give you a few anyway. So, that's all I'm going to say about that. But before we get started, we're going to take a short break so that you hear something from our sponsors, I guess. If I can have our, let's see, our trusty engineer, if he's there. And we are going to take a short break, but Larry, very quickly. Okay, we're on our way, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. The place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. I'm gonna put this dream in motion. I'll never let nothing stand in my way when the gun gets tough.
The tough get going. Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And I'm getting going. If you notice, I have on some reading glasses, hopefully, so I can read these things much easier. Because it's in very small print, but I'm going to read them anyway. Okay, I am mentioning quotes from famous black entrepreneurs as the beginning of the month for celebrating, I'm going to say celebrating all Americans, with the difference being, I'm going to say minorities, black individuals telling their story their way, and making their contribution that way. Anyway, I'm just going to start out by mentioning one person you all may know of, Oprah Winfrey. And she's made a quote that says, success depends on employees. Okay, what do you think about that? Success depends on employees. For me, knowing and connecting with my employees is very important. That's a quote. So your success, in my opinion, I'm just giving you my two cents where my is that your success comes based on the people who are helping to push you up the ladder. Which means you didn't do it yourself. It's something that happens when you get pushed up the ladder by the people underneath you that are building you up. Anyway, so on the other end, Larry LaBelle is there. And Larry, in case you have any additional comments to add from your perspective on the quote, I'll be more than happy to allow you to speak it your way. And
Sure.
The best way you know. Okay. Next one. Frederick Douglass. He said that the battles that count aren't the ones for gold medals. The struggles within yourself, the invisible, the inevitable battles inside all of us, that's where it is. That's where it's at. Okay, so the struggles are inside all of us, and that's where it's at. So that's what the quote said. So all of us is to recognize that the struggles are within you, trying to get something out to the rest of the world. Anyway, so
We got more insight that wants to come in on this conversation as well, Gene. You're a very popular guy tonight, apparently. Not only is Larry Lovello on the line, but Miss Dee Wilkins wants to jump in and give her two cents on some of what you're talking about. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good evening.
Good evening, Dee. How are you?
Oh, I am blessed and highly favored, just like all of you and your listeners. How are you tonight, Mr. Hodge?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very
much. And Larry. Larry LaBelle, how are you?
I'm just fine. How's it about yourself?
Good. I just wanted to chime in for a minute, Mr. Hodge. I know that this is a celebration of Black History Month, and there are so many different opportunities that have come to me as an entrepreneur, and it's hard to just pick one. Well, I did want to mention one thing that is happening in the Tampa area, and then I'll go back to that. That would be the Black History Month reception that is being held at the Black History Museum, and I would think that would be something that your listeners would be most interested in. Because it encompasses so much of the history of the past as well as our future, some of the future at any rate. So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that. Well, that's happening February the 23rd at the Tampa Bay History Center.
Do you have an address by any chance?
Oh, yes, sir. It's at 801 Water Street, W-A-T-E-R, Water Street in Tampa. And the telephone number for contact would be 813-228-0097. That's 813-228-0097. And that they have Mr. Fred Hearns there, who is the curator for the Black History side of it, as well as, you know, other areas, but focusing in on what you are speaking of for Black History. The event that they're having, it's really going to be very, very enlightening. Mm-hmm. I spoke about it in my article for USA Today, and it's a fashion show as well as a lot of information, a reception that is going to be offered. So I just thought your listeners might be interested in that. Now,
Just go back for a second. You mentioned the museum. What's the official name of the museum?
It's the Tampa Bay History Center.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And if you need their website, I can give you that.
Yes, that may be nice to have as well.
Yes, sir. It's Tampa Bay History Center .org. O-R-G.
All one word.
So, you know, www.TampaBayHistoryCenter.org.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that one. You mentioned that you had another one?
Well, I was going to speak on the quotes that you were asking about.
Mm-hmm.
Because in business, as you know, there are so many entrepreneurs that have come before us and I was just going to mention a quote that gave me a lot of inspiration, and it was by a Vernon Jordan, who was the president of the Urban League. Mm-hmm. And what he said at one of the national conferences was that you are where you are today because you stand on somebody's shoulders. And whenever you are wherever you are heading, you cannot get there by yourself. If you stand on the shoulders of others, you have a reciprocal responsibility to live your life so that others may stand on your shoulders. It's the quid pro quo of life. We exist temporarily through what we take, but we live forever through what we give.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought that that was, you know, very powerful, and it it kind of, you know, gave me that spirit of serving
mm-hmm.
and helping others so that we never forget that we did not get to the place that we are in our success, in our personal or professional life, without the doors opening by others.
Right.
So now, that was most inspirational for me.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, two questions. First of all, tell us who you are and what do you do. That's the first thing.
Certainly.
And if possible, based on your development and experiences, what type of quote could you make that would benefit others that at some point in time somebody may be reading what you said?
That's pretty heavy.
I know.
Well, first of all, my name is Dee Wilkins. That's D like in David, E-E, and the last name is Wilkins. Excuse me. And I am the senior editor of Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine.
Okay.
And that's Impact with two M's.
Mm-hmm.
And we're located in Temple Terrace, Florida.
Okay.
The our website, of course, would be www.impactmagazine.com. And our telephone number is 813-812-9677. That's 813-812-9677.
Okay.
And what we do is we, similar to your program, we showcase and tell the stories of individuals who have utilized their faith and their opportunities as opportunities came to them, as well as making opportunities for others.
Mm-hmm.
So we tell their story. It's their story that they're relating to us, and we try to make sure that it gets across the globe because we are now a global publication.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Now, based on those accomplishments, can you think of a statement or quote that you could possibly make that gets recorded and goes into someone's listing of famous quotes by famous people?
Well, it's probably okay. More or less a combination of, you know, mm-hmm. you can stand, you have to stand on the things that you believe in, the traditions that made this country grow, the things that set us apart are really the things that make us all the same.
Mm-hmm.
No one gets anywhere, like Mr. Jordan and many others have said,
without.
If you stay ready, you get ready, you'll be ready whenever ready comes. So if a door opens, don't be afraid to walk through it. And if the door closes, go and find yourself a window and climb through that.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you very, very much for calling in.
It's always a pleasure, Mr. Taj, to speak to you.
Okay. Well, it's being recorded, so at some point you may be able to listen to that quote again and possibly read it somewhere.
Oh, my. Well, I look forward to that.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for taking the call. Mr. Larry, I wish you the very, very best. And I certainly look forward to more shows with the two of you gentlemen and other entrepreneurs that we know have made a success and are looking to do more for others.
Great, great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Have a blessed night.
Okay, same to you. Okay, we're going to take a short break to let you hear a little bit from our sponsor. You listen to myself, Larry LaBelle on the other end, and we'll be right back to give you a few more quotes.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Stopping. We're on the move, and you can't stop if you're an entrepreneur because you're supposed to be going through something in order to get to where you're going.
And here's how you know this has brought up a good topic of conversation. I know this guy's been waiting on hold a little while. We have to get to him before he gets mad at us. The one, the only Mr. Heinzman Dukes is joining us on the phone line right now.
Mr. Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. G.
Good evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Well, great to hear from you.
Woke up now, I'm ready to go. Entrepreneurs have to rest sometime.
Well, I'm not sure if you heard any of the show, but I'm giving out quotes made by some famous black entrepreneurs, and I'm glad that you called. But I also would like to know if you have a quote that you could make for yourself after you tell us who you are and what do you do.
that's a long story, Mr. G.
Oh, okay. Well, just tell us who you are then.
My name is Heinz DeDukes, and I co-host on Mr. G's radio show. I'm retired, military retired, educator, and I retired from my own business.
And an entrepreneur.
and the entrepreneurs.
Okay.
And right now, I just hang out and help other entrepreneurs, trying to help them grow.
Mm-hmm.
In my profession, I'm an automotive technician. So that's me.
Okay.
I don't have a quote, so to speak. It's just my thing is I live by faith and continuously to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if you have a dream that you want to fulfill, those are two things you have to do. You must have faith, and then you must be willing to climb the mountain. It's not an easy climb. And as you know, you've been climbing that mountain for quite a while.
Yes, I know.
And eventually, you will get to the top. Or you'll get halfway to the top.
Well, I'll be satisfied getting there. I'll put it that way.
we have to keep on keeping on. I like the quote, Miss D. I heard part of Miss D's conversation. Mm-hmm. I like the quote. She said, I heard that quote similar to that before about, if the window closed in your face, look for the window. I was told one door closed in your face, step aside and look for the next door.
Right.
A higher up orchid will open that door for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my little span of time, I would say that it's faith and work and hard work sometimes.
Faith and hard work. Okay.
That's what make you successful.
Now, based on your experience and the quotes that you've heard from others, would you by any chance have a quote that you could give that's yours that you believe could help a lot of others out there?
Yes. Whatever your dream is, follow it.
Mm.
You must stay on that path.
Great.
Sometimes it may seem like you are not getting to the end of the road, but it will come if you stay with the dream and keep the faith.
Great. Thank you very much for that one. Stay with the dream.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Keep the faith?
And keep the faith. You've got to have faith.
Okay. Okay,
so,
okay.
That's all I have.
Oh, well, thank you very much, because that's a Mr. Duke's original. It's important to know that these quotes came from another human.
Yes, right.
And we all are just as welcome or gifted to have some quotes that we could share with others in order for all of us to become better and better and better and achieve some of the goals that we're trying to get to.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And I heard Mr. Larry Bell on the line. You have Mr. Larry Bell. Hello, Mr. Bell.
Yeah.
How are you this time of year?
I'm doing great. How's about yourself?
I am doing great. Doing fantastic, Mr. Bell. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, well, Mr. Larry, since you're awful quiet on that end, would you by any chance have any thoughts or quotes that you may want to make based on what you've heard so far?
I have one for business people. It's a quote from Winston Churchill. Never, ever, ever, ever give up.
Okay.
If they had given up, you know, the Nazis would have had taken over Great Britain.
Mm.
True. Great, powerful quote.
Okay, never, never, never give up.
Yep.
Okay. Well, Mr. Dukes, I'm not sure if you're going to stay on or if you got to go, but thank you very much for calling in. Great to hear your voice.
I'll be back on. I do have to take a break away from you, but I will come back.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, you were listening to Heisman Dukes, former co-host. He's still a co-host, I'll put it that way, because we're friends, and so we keep in touch with each other from time to time. But anyway, I'm reading quotes that you all could find out, to just go out on the internet, type in famous quotes by African Americans or minorities or anything like that, and see what pops up. Because humans make quotes. It doesn't matter who makes them. It matters whether somebody hears them, reads them, and it hits home for them, and they benefit. Because the ones that are making the quote have already achieved those accomplishments already. So I'd like to have you think about that. But either way, I'm going to ask you, Larry, I'm going to put you on the spot because I got a list of names down here, but I'm going to, rather than put you on the spot, I'm going to just kind of give you another one. Let's see. Okay, this one is by Harriet Tubman. Okay, and it was something that was put out in the Black Enterprise magazine at one point in time. But it's a very simple statement or quote. It's, every great dream begins with a dreamer. Okay? Every great dream begins with a dreamer. In other words, you probably have a dream or thought somewhere in your mind that comes and haunts you every now and then. I'm going to suggest that if it's great to you, it could be great to a lot of others. But it begins with a dreamer, somebody that takes that vision from inside their mind and transports it into something that becomes reality, and then they begin their journey. And in some cases, they accomplish the journey and start another, but either way, along the way, they can tell many stories, share many experiences, because it happens with the dreamer. Okay, so every great dream begins with a dreamer. I'm going to suggest that for you listeners out there, see if you can recognize some of the dreams that come to you. And I'm also going to say, become a dreamer in order to create something that you may not know exists, but yet you could create something that could benefit all of us, including you, because of your ability to dream. Anyway, so that's all I'm going to say about that. And Larry, you have your business, mm-hmm. but I don't know what you may have wanted to do in life or have done, but is it possible that you have a quote that you have experienced based on your vision or dream that you would like to share or get recorded on record, like things are happening right now?
If you want your dreams to come true, you have to 100% believe that it can happen. If you don't believe it, it's never going to happen.
Okay. And so, okay, so what did you believe?
I believed that I could make my business work.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds funny, but I believed in the business and the vision of my business, and I've been able to watch the vision or dream come to fruition, but it's not over yet. I know it's possible because I've seen it. However, I envision it going much further. And so, mm-hmm. So yes, I'm pretty sure yours is something like that, but I think that happens for almost everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that it's okay to be a dreamer. Because dreamers can change mankind. Okay, dreamers can change the planet.
Yeah, so true.
Okay, dreamers create what doesn't exist. Anyway, I'm being signaled that it's time that we take a short break so we hear something from our sponsors. But you listen to myself, Larry LaBelle, and any of you other listeners out there. We're talking, giving you quotes made by famous black entrepreneurs. And we'll be right back. We'll share a few more with you. Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
What I believe most of us want, more money. I'm trying to figure out a way to get more because I need it to get more done doing more things. I'm giving out some quotes made by famous black entrepreneurs as part of the beginning of Black History Month that I'm going to see if I can do something to change this month. And give it a rename, if possible, and trying to join a few others. But I'm going to say, why not just call it the American History Told by Black Entrepreneurs, since we're all supposed to be Americans. And I was inspired by an article read by Morgan Freeman. You can go out on the net somewhere and find it. But I think his comments were well placed in terms of we are all supposed to be Americans if we are here. And so there's really no need to separate that much. That's his perception, but I happen to agree with it. Anyway, but I'm giving out quotes that have been made by different people. Some of them you may know of, some of them you may have not heard of. But basically, I get a lot of my information from just personal contacts and off the internet, like most of you. So you can very easily go out there and type in what you're looking for and see what pops up. But anyway, here's another quote. And this quote is by a person by the name of Marion Wright Edelman. This quote says, "You're not obligated to win. You're obligated to keep trying to do the best you can every day." Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. You're not obligated to win. You're obligated to keep trying to do the best you can every day. Okay? Anyway, so my interpretation of that is that no one said you had to win. But you must keep trying if you want to win. And becoming to understand winning means what winning means to you. It's not to the other people. It's winning. What do you call winning? Because you're the one that's making the accomplishment. And so I'd like to have you just think about that, because that's what it comes down to. Your accomplishments are yours. Your quotes are designed to help others do what you've done, or to discover their own in order to help more to do more. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that. But anyway, so Larry, as I give out of these few things, have you thought of any more quotes that you can make from your perspective?
Not right at the moment, no.
Okay. That's fine. I got a whole list of them here. Okay, another one.
I have one for you, Gene. I just remembered.
Okay.
This came from a friend of mine. It's very powerful. You are not who you say you are. You are who other people say you are.
That sounds familiar.
Mm-hmm.
Who said it? You?
Nope. Friend of mine.
A friend of yours. Okay.
I was in a group for 13 years, and this guy hit me with that one night, and I was like, boy.
Okay, say it again, since it hit you.
You are not who you say you are. You are who other people say you are.
Very, very important. Thank you very much for that quote, because I think I think we're living in a time where a lot of people are trying to present themselves in ways that aren't who they are, especially when it comes to our workforce, which is another subject for another time. But yes, you're not who you say you are. That's what you said.
You are not who you say you are. You are who others say you are.
Great.
It's like if I said I'm no good at something, like being a trainer, and everybody else said, you're really great at being a trainer, then I am great at being a trainer. Because they all witnessed it and said so.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I'd like to have you really think about that, because it's very important for anyone who's trying to do something that affects others. It's so important to find out what are they saying, or what did they get done. Very important to know who is taking on and appreciating what you did for them, and they're willing to go tell the world about you. Anyways, just something to think about. Okay? Anyway, so, I got time for just one more short one, because our time is running out. This one, it's by, I'm trying to find a short one here. This one is by Mae Jemison. It says, success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. Okay? And added on to that, it says Michelle Obama had mentioned something like that in a post that got generated somewhere in the White House. Anyway, but success isn't about how much money you make. It's about the difference you make in people's lives. I'd like to have you think about that. Anyway, so yeah. I've been giving out quotes of famous black entrepreneurs, because this is the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. And it's designed to help others, which is our theme, is entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And I know that some of these quotes have inspired me, and hopefully I've said a few of my own that may inspire others, because I'm in the business of sharing my knowledge the same way someone shared theirs with me. And I believe that's the way it's supposed to go. And so Just wanted to say that. Larry, before we go, do you have any other thoughts or comments?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say thank you very much for taking the time to come out.
You're
and
welcome.
And share your knowledge with us. And hopefully you were comfortable sharing your thoughts along with the other entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. And making these quotes, and someday we'll possibly see your name in quote somewhere.
Yep.
Because it's yours and it's your original, because they come from regular people like me and you. But like yep. to have you just think about that. But anyway, for those of you, if you're into celebrating, I'm going to suggest that you go get something done this month that you did not do last month and the month before, whereby possibly what it is that you get done and accomplished and you go share, then you become part of history as well, where others are taking what you've attained and passing it on to others to help as well. Anyways, I'd like to have you just think about that, because we're off and on during the month, we'll mention a few quotes just to keep that alive in terms of participating with entrepreneurs. But the goal is to help all of you out there to become who you believe that you can be, bring the ideas and thoughts that you have to fruition, and then reach back and help more of us do exactly the same. Anyways, I'd like to have you just become aware of that, and we are going to go from there, and because I know our time is running out. But Larry, thank you very much for putting in your time. And
you're welcome.
The employment opportunity is coming up, and hopefully you're around for that, because I'm just waiting. But we are going to, on the Employment Opportunity Hour, that's for the job seekers that are seeking employment. But anyway, I'd like to have you just think about that, because you're more than welcome to be around. Thanks very much for your comments. And any questions for me? Let me just ask that right quick. I think we got about 30 seconds left, I believe. Any questions for me, Larry?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for participating, and going from there. All righty. Anyway, we have the entire month to celebrate entrepreneurs, and just as I said that, then the music comes on, which means our time is up. It's My Way by Frank Sinatra. Because I'd like to have you think about what it is that you like doing, enjoy doing, what comes to you. You can indeed bring your thoughts to life, because they were just given to you. Anyway, but stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. And all of you, go out there, become that entrepreneur that you like to be, because that's what we're here for. And go do it your way.